Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your home for this Monday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Esther chapter 4, where we'll be reading verses 1 through 17. Here, Mordecai informs Esther of the king's proclamation, and he entreats her to speak to the king. Esther indicates that she will do this, but it puts her life at risk. So today, God's guiding word for us today is prayer. And so let's begin reading at Esther chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. When Mordecai learned of all that had been done, he tore his clothes in anguish. Then he dressed in sackcloth, covered his head with ashes, and he walked through the city, wailing loudly and bitterly, until he came to the entrance of the palace. He did not go in because no one wearing sackcloth was allowed inside. Throughout all the provinces, whoever the king's proclamation was made known, there was a loud mourning among all the Jews. They fasted, wept, wailed, and most of them put on sackcloth and lay in ashes. When Esther's servant woman and the eunuchs told her what Mordecai was doing, she was deeply disturbed, and she sent Mordecai some clothes to put on instead of the sackcloth, but he would not accept them. Then she called Hathach, one of the palace eunuchs, appointed as her servant by the king, and told him to go to Mordecai and find out what was happening and why. Hathach went to Mordecai in the city square at the entrance of the palace, and Mordecai told him everything that was happening to him and just how much money Haman had promised to put in the royal treasury if all the Jews were killed. He gave Hathach a copy of the proclamation that had been issued in Susa, ordering the destruction of the Jews. Mordecai asked him to take it to Esther, explain the situation to her, and have her go and plead with the king and beg him to have mercy on her people. Hathach did this, and Esther gave him this message to take back to Mordecai. If any one, man or woman, goes to the inner courtyard and sees that the king is without being summoned, that person must die. That is the law. Everyone, from the king's advisors, the people in the provinces know that. There is only one way to get around this law. If the king holds out his golden scepter to someone, then that person's life is spared. But it has been a month since the king has sent for me. When Mordecai received Esther's message, he sent her this warning. Don't imagine that you are safer than any other Jew just because you are in the royal palace. If you keep quiet at this time, help will come from heaven to the Jews, and they will be saved, but you will die, and your father's family will come to an end. Yet, who knows, maybe it was for a time like this that you were made queen. Esther sent Mordecai this reply, go and get all the Jews in Susa together, and hold a fast and pray for me. Don't eat or drink anything for 3 days and nights. My servant women and I will do the same thing. After that, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. If I must die for doing this, I will die. Mordecai then left and did everything that Esther has told him to do. And the key verse for today is Esther chapter 4, verse 14. Mordecai said to Esther, maybe it was for a time like this that you were made the queen. You know, there was a lot that Queen Esther had to reflect upon as she heard the cries of her cousin and realized that the Jews were about to be destroyed to the very last person. And yet she knew the stark reality that if you just show up before the king, you very likely will be put to death. It's not allowed for that to happen. And only if he at that moment decides to give you a very special gift of grace, And that's the only one that, the only way that you may live. And so this was really a big thing that Esther was being asked to do. And so, like all good followers of God must do, when we are asked to do the hard things, it is best to bathe this whole concept in prayer. And so Esther instructed Mordecai to get every Jew in the capital city together. And she and all of her ladies would get together, and together they would bombard the throne of grace in God's holy heaven and seek for God's intervention in this matter. Let me ask you, what do you do when you have difficult decisions? Do you just go ahead and give it your best shot, shoot from the hip, and hope it all works out? Or do you bathe that whole choice that you have to make in prayer? Well, that brings our Monday morning together to an end. Join me tomorrow as we read Esther chapter 5, verses 1 through 14, where Esther invites the king and that wicked Haman to a banquet. Until tomorrow morning, then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.